Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The meat of the order for the Yankees yesterday, and Yankees did have 9 hits, and they win the game. Ben Rice in the 3-hole, and he rewards Boone with 3 hits and a run. Jazz Chisholm, who has played well, what's in a 350, 355 in 17 games since coming back. So he had the big double off the wall on a 3-0 swing, 2 for 4, a couple of ribbies, and a run. And that is what the meat of the order did for the Yanks yesterday. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
All right, the NBA Finals finished up last night, Game 7. Did you watch any of it? Did you get into that at all?
I did. I watched it. To say that I got into it is a big stretch.
I didn't watch a second of it.
Not 1 second? Not a second. The whole series or last night?
Last night, not a second of it.
Yeah.
Just don't care.
I get you, man.
Yeah, I read about Halliburton going down. All right, so what'd you think?
I mean, I wasn't moved by it. I really wasn't moved by the coverage. I wasn't moved by the storylines. I do love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah. I got a lot of respect for him. I love Carlisle. Wanted to see the Pacers lose. Glad they did. Don't want to see Halliburton get hurt. I don't want to throw that karma out there, but it is interesting the way it started with the choke and the way it ended. But I just think that the NBA Finals, to me, Sal, doesn't feel big anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because of the two teams in it. Now, I love the fact that SGA won the scoring title, regular season MVP, finals MVP, championship. Like, that to me is culminating the perfect season. But I just couldn't get into it. I never care, other than the fact that I wanted the Pacers to lose, and they did. So I was happy about it. And the number one, I have two things here on the finals. Number one thing that I wanted to touch on, you touched on this with the Halliburton injury. Obviously, we don't root for injury. Like, that's a horrible thing. Personally, you feel bad for Halliburton, who, you know, had to come out of Game 7 in the finals, who's going to have to go through the rigorous, you know, build back up and rehab.
He's going to miss all next year. He's out the whole year.
That's what I'm saying.
He's done next year.
But I feel like a lot of the fans, and I've seen this on social media, I've heard it on the airwaves, it's like, oh, Halliburton, I feel so bad for him. Like, I feel like it's being overdone. Where my feeling toward him is not that I'm happy that it happened, but hey, that's sports. Like, that's life. Was there this outcry or pouring in of, oh, how heartbreaking for Tatum? Maybe by some. It certainly wasn't by the Knicks fans. Now, I felt more bad for Tatum just in that moment. I don't know if it's because he's a better player or because he didn't taunt the Knicks the way that Halliburton has, but my just heart, you know, feeling on it was, man, that sucks for Tatum, a great player in the sport. I really wanted to beat this Celtics team with everything intact. With Halliburton, you know, obviously it has nothing to do with the Knicks facing them at this point. And you feel bad for any individual who suffers an injury like that. Sure, and it was tough to watch with it popping, but like, come on. Nick Halliburton is a rival of the Knicks. Like, the over-the-top nature to it, to me, has become almost too much to take.
Yeah, I mean, I feel badly for the guy. I definitely do. I think any journey that's cut short, like we just can't relate to what they put in physically. We just can't. You know, we think we can. We could try in certain aspects. Maybe we can on occasion. But, I mean, this is their life's work here. And when you're on the precipice of a championship, to have your Achilles roll up your entire leg sucks. But I think what's more interesting, or like to me, just the rash of Achilles injuries.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them. All right, but that's my point.
So many of them.
So I know it's game seven, but like, have we had the same, like, oh, like it goes without saying. Now, I know some fans, like, you know, wish that stuff, which is horrible. They wish death upon athletes who don't get jobs done or on their team. But for all those other Achilles injuries, was it all the same outcry and outpouring of support? Like, I feel like it's just being, especially from the New York side of things, it's being overdone because the true deep down feeling from the Knick fan is one that's happy that the Pacers didn't win the title.
Yeah.
Not that he got hurt, but happy that they didn't. That's I'm
thank God they didn't win.
Right?
I mean, see Reggie slinking off that court last night in the tunnel where, by the way, he was rocking a pretty good jersey. Do you see the jersey that Reggie was wearing?
I did. Remind me. I forget.
Mullen.
Yeah, he did have
He was
Mullen.
Wearing number 17
He's
for
been
Chris.
Wearing a bunch of different ones because someone wearing a 13 earlier. Maybe that was Mark Jackson.
Okay, I think he had Travis Best at one point. Okay. I know he's boys with him. But the that was nice to see Reggie slink off and not be able to revel in the championship. And I didn't care about him being in the booth as much as you did. You kind of fired that flare.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And, yeah, and I thought that he would be able to strike a better balance, and he did for most of the series, but then at one point he's like basically pointed to Halliburton from the booth, and that really bothered me. You know, I think that the NBA has a serious issue. I mean, I just think the each year I feel like the NBA becomes a little less relevant, and I am a basketball junkie. You know that about your partner. But even some of the like some of the topics that you know, some of these debate driven shows to focus on, like, it's still about Kevin Durant. He's 37. It's still about LeBron. You know, like, there has not been a reset in the NBA. It's hanging on to the old stuff because, quite frankly, the new stuff, it's not good enough to carry the mail.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is just these two teams. But again, you had the MVP winning the NBA title, and it wasn't good enough for most people. And the ratings say that as well. The other thing, BT, before we get back to the calls that caught my attention from last night, did you see T.J. McConnell crying in his mom's arms afterward?
You're not going to knock this, are you? Come on. Don't knock this. You're the biggest mama's boys I know.
Yes, but
come on. Don't start knocking this.
I am a big mama's boy. You're in the NBA. You're crying. You're crying like you lost a Little League championship.
You see,
now,
mama.
He can do whatever he wants, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing that little pain in the rear end T.J. McConnell come up short. And the Pacers, who were talking a lot of trash. A lot of trash from the Indiana Pacers, who, by the way, have never won an NBA title in their existence. ABA, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Never won an NBA title. Talking a lot of trash. Yeah. Indiana versus New York, this or that, McConnell, all that stuff, giving glares at Celebrity Row.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
At the end, he was weeping in his mother. Now, this is not me. This is just, I'm giving you the facts. In the end, T.J. McConnell was weeping in his mother's arms.
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen a player that distraught. After a game.
Jordan, I remember laying on the floor crying, but his father just died, and it wasn't crying because he lost.
Yeah, and he was in the locker room clutching the trophy, and it was, it was a different set of, and I'm not knocking, because, like, I think, like, if he didn't have that kind of heart, he wouldn't be in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's kind of fueled him to probably get beyond where his athletic traits probably say he should be. not to stereotype him, but he's not jumping over you. He's not going around. Like, he's just, he's here because he's got, he's worked his ass off and he's got great heart and great character. But I just, by the time he walked off the court, the whole tunnel crying in Reggie's arms, even before he got to his
mom, I know.
I mean, it was just a procession of tears. And, you know, I'm not knocking it. I'm not. But I am saying that it is unique. I don't know that I've ever seen that in pro sports.
Come on.
Sal's knocking it.
Come on. That was a rough. No, teach their own.
Yeah.
He's a terrific player. Pain in the rear end.
Yeah.
But I'm not knocking it. I'm saying I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed McConnell's. You think Jalen Brunson's going to be crying in his mother's arms if he lost in the NBA Finals like that?
I don't even know if he's going to be crying in his dad's arms. I don't know if his dad's going to be back next season. Can we get some resolution on the Knicks situation at some point before the 4th of July barbecue?
Cat may be a different story. I don't think Brunson's going to be crying in his mom's arms after.
Hey, serious note, though. I hear you on that. Serious note, though, real quick about basketball, like with the Durant trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Specific to the Knicks. So finals are over. We move on. Okay, who cares? Although I would have loved to have seen the Knicks against the Thunder. Maybe they weren't quite as unapproachable as maybe we thought. Like, oh, the Thunder will beat them in four. We never got the chance, whatever. But Durant gets traded, and not even to have a real deep conversation about whether or not he should be a Knick or not. But the fact that the Knicks don't have a coach, this is why I said I want a coach soon. Because there's discussions and there's things happening around the NBA. I know they don't have the third overall pick. I understand that, but you're telling me if it's Mike Brown or Jenkins or some like an offensive guy that a functional, well-running organization, and let's hope that they're still that, it doesn't confer with their coach on some level. Hey, what do you think? How can we make this work with KD? Should we make this trade? I'm not saying you ask for permission, but at least you have a conversation.
Yeah, I feel like the organization and Leon Rose made their decision on KD. Remember when Bondi had the report a week ago saying that the Knicks were not interested? I think it was Bondi who said that.
What was my response?
Yeah, you don't want him either.
But was it Dolan or was it the Knicks?
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I don't know the answer to that, but decisions are being made, and the Knicks got to reshape for next year. I'm just saying, get your coach already.
Well, I don't know why it's taking so long.
Well, that's my point.
The only thing that would make sense, they're waiting for Jason Kidd somehow to shake loose.
Or the other thing that makes more sense to me is that this was a knee-jerk reaction, and they didn't have a plan, and they weren't prepared. So now they're kind of figuring things out on the fly. Mm-hmm. That's what I honestly believe.
I believe that it's going to be Jason Kidd. I'm going back to that. There was a thought last week that it was Jenkins. I'm going back to it's going to be Jason Kidd. That's the only thing that would make sense. It was then, especially after we were getting denied for everybody, I believe that it's Jason Kidd, and they believe they're going to be able to land him. And then you saw this assistant going.
Yes.
He went to the Spurs, so maybe that's going to be another way for Kidd to get out. Either way, until Kidd signs an extension with the Mavericks, I'm going to believe he is going to be the next head coach of the Knicks.
I'm less rooted in that conviction. I also don't really know if I really want him. A week from now, hey, the Knicks, Jason Kidd, hey, come on up here, Jason, new head coach of the Knicks introduced. I'm not going to be pumped.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be downtrodden. I know he's a good coach. Is he great? Like, I don't think that there's anything. This is the hard spot that I live in. I firmly believe that they had to move on from Tom Thibodeau, but I don't think anybody that they can hire is going to make me feel amazing about the hire.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
That's why I didn't like the idea of moving on from Tibbs. Tony's calling from Deer Park. What's up, Tony?
I got to say, seeing McConnell crying was awesome. I loved it. It's probably the only part of the finals I watched. But you don't cry when you lose. You cry when you win.
Right.
Come on. Give me a Caleb Williams. I still think him crying in his mother's arms in the stands. I'm so glad that guy's not my quarterback for the Giants.
Now,
I don't know.
The only difference there would be I wouldn't be getting on a college kid if this were the case.
Yeah.
T.J. McConnell's been a pro for a long time.
7-8 years, something like that.
And by the way, I'm not saying you can't get emotional. I'm an emotional person. I'm a mama's boy. That's not the issue. That's a tough look.
Yeah.
You're in the NBA making millions of dollars. You've been a pro for a while. And after the game, it was like Little League-esque when you're walking over to your mom to be consoled. She's waving the cameras at her.
The cameras. Like, Mama Bear saying, get lost, otherwise Mama Bear's going to start biting.
I wouldn't want my mom. There's much as well. I wouldn't want that.
My mom ran on the field once.
How old were you?
Older than I wanted to be when my mom ran on the field, I'll tell you that much. Never lives the worst. Oh, yeah. God.
Imagine it being on film forever.
Oh, jeez. Thank NBA God that's
finals?
Not. Oh, man.
Come on.
That was a rough spot. No. I get it. Listen, he's also, if it wasn't McConnell and he wasn't like a pain in our ass and a little gnat, you know, that just buzzes around and kind of annoys you. Like, if it was somebody else, would we have the same reaction? I mean, I'm not saying we
wouldn't. 100%. 100%. It wouldn't even register if it weren't McConnell or if Halliburton did that. McConnell, remember, he's the guy that was talking trash, giving looks.
I know. Pointing to a celebrity role.
Yeah. You can't be doing that and then cry when you lose. Like, that doesn't add up. Yeah. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Mom, that was a bad segment. Can you please come in here and hold me, please?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.